my name is Christine Martinez, and I am and have been a teacher in Farmington schools for well over a decade. During my career, I have taught art to middle school students, and recently I worked with my students to create the collaborative Queens artwork that was hanging in the north entrance of the hospital for several months this year. Today, I want to share the many benefits of engaging in art and encourage our community to find ways to do so, as well as outline several of the benefits in doing so. I want to start by breaking down the idea that some people cannot do art. Art is for everyone, and let me explain why. Creating art is a fine motor skill, and these skills must be practiced in order to continue to use that skill or to even grow that skill. Many people say, I can't draw or I can't create art, when the reality is that this is an acquired and practiced skill. I would always tell my students to think of art as a sport. You don't walk into any gym or out to any field being the best or knowing exactly what to do. You train, you practice, and you build skills. Some people are born with a strong ability to be athletic, or in this case, artistic, but they too have to practice to build that skill. Some people have to work harder to develop and maintain these skills, but that's just life. Luckily, we all have the ability to grow and sharpen our skills. So if I have to work for it, why create art? The benefits of engaging in art are many. As we discussed earlier, it can help refine and maintain fine motor skills. This is important throughout the many stages of life. Engaging in art also increases brain connectivity, it helps build focus and concentration, and it forces you to make a series of decisions which will ultimately sharpen this ability as well. Choice can be difficult for humans. You know this if you've ever had to ponder where to eat dinner out one night. You might even end up going to the same restaurant over and over. Decision-making is a skill and one that we can refine. Art helps with this. This can be helpful for people as they age. It is like a workout for the brain, which I don't think anyone wants to debate the importance of doing this. The simple act of viewing art can help people decrease stress, increase understanding of others, and sharpen critical thinking skills. So even if you do not partake in creating art, I would highly encourage people to view art when possible. If you decide to engage in creating your own artwork, viewing art can help inspire you as well. Find a local gallery, museum, or check out the college. Look for art online or even spread throughout different parts of the community. However, actually creating your own art can help in even more ways. Creating art helps you relax, develop your own personal expression. It can give you the chance to show how you see the world and what you are feeling. And it can also allow you to flex your imagination, which can benefit you in other areas of your life. Art also allows people to safely take risks, which can be very challenging for many people, yet another skill you can develop. To start you off on your own art journey, I have a few tips for you. First, let go of the idea that you're not an artist. Remember, you need to build this skill over time. Next, choose a medium or choose a type of art you want to create and the tools you want to use. Keep it simple at first. Art can be cheap and easy to begin, but it also can get costly and very involved. Don't set yourself up for failure. I would suggest drawing or watercolor painting to begin, but even sometimes something as simple as coloring can be a great place to start. Grab a coloring book and some color pencils and you will see many of the same benefits that I have outlined. As you begin, don't focus on the final outcome. Right now you are building the skill. Focus on the process and be in the moment. Final outcomes will come later. Be sure to set up a time and a place for you to create. It is important to be in the moment as you work on your art. Setting up a dedicated time for this will help you accomplish this. Make this time realistic. If you are just starting, don't set up several hours of art time a day. Carve out a small, realistic amount of time at first. If you find you want more time, add it in as you go. Having a devoted place with your supplies take away your prep time and the added weight of decision-making as you begin. This will allow you time to jump into your work. If you get stuck, spend that time period looking at art. Sometimes it helps to get creative inspiration. A couple of things to be aware of if you do this. Don't compare yourself to artists that have been creating for years or even other beginners. Remember, art is a skill everyone grows and builds at their own pace. It is not a competition. Avoid recreating others' work. Ultimately, you want to find your style and express yourself. Also, artwork is protected under copyright laws, so make sure you're not stealing ideas or artwork and passing it off as your own. I encourage everyone to take that next step in creativity and carve out a little time for creating art in their lives. If you try something and it doesn't work, try something else. There are so many different creative avenues to engage in. Thank you for taking the time to listen, and I hope you take the chance to get a little or a lot creative.